Sunny 101.5 News.
Good morning, I'm Jimmy Rosari. It's official. Amazon is coming to St. Joseph County. The $11 billion Amazon data center campus that is coming to our area will be the largest capital investment in the state's history. The project will bring 1,000 jobs when it's completed. The jobs created will be high-paying and long-term, bringing more people to the area and creating more revenue for the county to invest in the town of New Carlisle. If you own a home in St. Joseph County, chances are you just got a bill. It's to pay off your property taxes for the year, and some of you are shocked by the spike in cost compared to your last payment. However, that assessment is not set in stone. You can file an appeal. The St. Joseph County Assessor's Office's Engage program makes the appeal process faster, along with going digital. Taxpayers wishing to contest their assessment must do so on the state's Form 130. Your appeal form can then be mailed or brought to the assessor's office or submitted through the website engage.xsoftinc.com/St. Joseph. The Supreme Court is indicating that any trial in former President Donald Trump's election interference case is unlikely to happen soon, as the justices have concerns about whether certain presidential acts should be off limits from prosecution. Justice Amy Coney Barrett, a Trump nominee, is among those who question what type of behavior should be considered private acts versus official acts. Since an electrical outage knocked out the St. Joseph County dispatch for an hour on Tuesday night, people are asking questions about the reliability of backup systems and what to do if something like this happens again. The outage occurred after three substations in Mishawaka experienced power failures. Despite the disruption, dispatch officials say contingency measures were in place. In case of system failure, calls are automatically rerouted to Elkhart's Dispatch Center and Notre Dame Dispatch. The Federal Trade Commission is sending over $5.6 million in refunds to consumers as part of a settlement with home security provider Ring. The Amazon-owned company was charged with failing to protect customers' private video footage from unauthorized access by its own employees and contractors. It also enabled hackers to take control of customers' accounts, cameras, and videos. The FCC has voted 3-2 to adopt net neutrality regulations, blocking internet service providers from selectively speeding up, slowing down, or blocking users' internet traffic. Net neutrality was first passed in 2015, but later rescinded in 2017, with the FCC arguing the protections are necessary to ensure all websites are treated equally. The broadband industry has criticized the decision as unnecessary regulation. All the hype and drama leading into the NFL draft finally came to a head last night as the first round of the draft took center stage in Detroit. The Chicago Bears, as expected, took quarterback Caleb Williams with the first overall pick, then drafted him a wide receiver with the number 9 pick in Rome Odunze out of Washington. Former Notre Dame offensive tackle Joe Alt was drafted by the Los Angeles Chargers with the 5th overall pick. The Indianapolis Colts took edge rusher Leiatu Latu from UCLA at number 15. The Detroit Lions swapped their pick at number 29 with the Dallas Cowboys pick at number 24, then drafted cornerback Terrion Arnold from Alabama. Rounds 2 and 3 happen tonight starting at 7 o'clock. Rounds 4 through 7 will be tomorrow. Philadelphia and Orlando each picked up Game 3 wins in the NBA's first-round playoff games. The Sixers beat the New York Knicks 125-114. New York still leads the series 2-1. The Magic dismantled Cleveland 121-83, with the Cavaliers still holding a 2-1 series lead. Denver is one game away from sweeping the Los Angeles Lakers out of the playoffs after winning 112-105. Florida and Carolina are both one game away from the second round in the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Panthers beat Tampa Bay 5-3, while Carolina topped the New York Islanders 3-2. Brody McCullough, Sam Armstrong, and Chase Watkins combined for the South Bend Cubs' first shutout of the season, beating Quad Cities last night 6-0. With the win, the Cubs are back in this week's series and can tie things up with another victory tonight. First pitch tonight is at 7:05. Tomorrow is set for 4:05. Sunday's game will start at 2:05. You can hear all those games on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. Pete Crow Armstrong hit a tie-breaking two-run homer for his first major league hit, and the Chicago Cubs swept the Houston Astros with a 3-1 victory. The Cubs have won 4 of their last 5 as they head to Boston for a weekend series. The Chicago White Sox dropped to 3-22, wasting a 2-run lead and stretching their losing streak to a season-high 7 with a 6-3 defeat to Minnesota. Chicago is off to the worst start in franchise history, having been outscored 141-56 and the pitching having allowed 38 home runs.
Partly sunny to start, increasing clouds and chances of rain this afternoon. High temperatures at 66. I'm meteorologist Carrie Pujo.